This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yoo-hoo! When you've got a government with a president that lands on an aircraft carrier in a military suit, that's not a good sign. When face-scanning cameras and armored vehicles are everywhere and police in black uniforms and ski masks, and they tell you they're going to register your guns and that it's conservative, you're in deep trouble. We're in deep trouble. We are. And my cousin, 2 Mondays ago, was sitting in my living room, been in the Army for 20 years. She's an officer. They were given a briefing this year. They're all getting microchips. The entire armed services. And then it goes into the general public. Man, they're telling them, brace for more terror. We'll have to give up all our rights. The Army's going to run our lives. But the border will stay wide open. And Larry in Louisiana was saying he just talked to an E-8 that got back from North Korea who said they're all getting their chips, got the same briefing. You know, that's Twilight Zone, folks. But you're not patriotic if you're against it. Let me tell you what the tactic's going to be. The globalists are going to blow stuff up and claim that anti-chipping, anti-biometric groups are doing it. And so if you're anti-chip, anti-world leader, you're with the terrorist. Larry, you can see the script, can't you?
Yes, I see it exactly. And the E-8 stated that he's just got 5 months to retire. He hopes he gets out before they get him all chipped. He don't want to take his chip. And then I asked him...
Doesn't he know how to say no? I mean, everyone I talked to in the Army that's been told this, and by the way, it is official. It's now been in print. Everybody I talked to is against it. How about you say no?
Well, I informed him, Alex, that even though they said that he doesn't have constitutional rights, he really does have his God-given constitutional rights.
Well, look, I mean, if they tell you take cyanide, if they tell you take a dangerous... Look, the smallpox shot, it says, do not give it to a breastfeeding and pregnant woman. They just court-martialed a woman in Michigan because she was breastfeeding and wouldn't take a smallpox shot.
Yeah.
I mean, the bottle says don't take it. They're breaking the law when they do that.
Well, see, he knows it. And then I asked him about the survey. I said, they call us civilians, you know. But that survey came around that asked you if you would fire on U.S. civilians in time of national emergency here. And he quietly, in a lower voice, said, I put no on that. And then I asked him, I said, since you just got back from Korea, you know who built that reactor in North Korea? And he raised his right hand. So he knew some stuff, Alex.
Why did he raise his right hand?
We did.
Yeah.
We built the reactor in North Korea.
Yes. Isn't it sick? I mean, you couldn't come up with a book this crazy. People wouldn't believe it.
Well, those are the truths. And I told him, I said, while you're in there, if it ever comes down here, when the war comes right here, we're counting on people like you who do know some of these things to back us up.
Well, you notice he's been overseas. When you're like my cousin or this guy and you say on the survey, I won't fire on Americans... You get sent over.
He said there's 36,000 troops in South Korea. He said it's the biggest setup you ever seen. 80% of those are only support troops. The other 20% are combat. That's the biggest setup. So look for a setup there.
Prodding a dysfunctional, mentally ill. The guy's mentally ill. The guy has Hollywood stars, Asian film stars, kidnapped for his quote pleasure palace. I mean, this guy is Baron Harkonnen in the flesh. Kim Jong-il running around foaming at the mouth. The globalists are threatening to nuke him every day. Rumsfeld's paper gets leaked, on purpose, saying we're going to invade them in October. They're just trying to get this guy to sneak attack us.
Exactly. That's your next big setup right there to get the American population behind the war.
Well,
okay,
I mean, he's got at least 100 nukes and then probably 10 warheads that can hit us. Can you imagine a Taipong Dong 3 hitting the western coast?
Well, one landed in Alaska, didn't it?
Yeah, they did a test shot, and our government kept it quiet. Because we tell them that, people say invade them, not Iraq. That comes later.
Yeah. Okay, Alex, have a good day. Keep it up.
Yeah, that was a dummy test missile. Oh, man, I tell you, we're in a lot of trouble, folks. I mean, I'm sitting here. We're on the edge, but we got to defend America. It's not like we got some good old boys running things just like to, oh, shucks, be corrupt and get a little extra money on the side. You're talking about scientifically crafted, focused evil. You're talking about control freaks right out of the bowels of Hades. What do they call Pearl? The Prince of Darkness?
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
How many of you listening would give someone $100 for a $10 bill? Listen up, folks. If you're taking vitamins in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. You see, according to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are just 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, you're literally flushing $90 down the toilet. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, and if you want to start absorbing the nutrients that you swallow, you need to take Sea Silver. Not only does it contain every vitamin, mineral, amino acid, and enzyme known to man, but because it's in an organic liquid form, it offers a 98% absorption. And what that means is your body gets to keep the nutrients that you swallow. Try delicious-tasting Sea Silver today. You'll feel a difference in 2 weeks or your money back.
Call 1-888-887-2063. 1-888-887-2063.
Isn't it time you stopped flushing your vitamins down the toilet?
1-888-887-2063.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Hey folks, I'm fired up about freedom. I love this country. And all we can do is tell the truth and get involved in the fight against the New World Order. Let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Charlie in Pennsylvania, and Stuart, Tim, Fred, and others. Go ahead, Charlie. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex. MacArthur said that the history of defeat and war could be summed up in two words: too late. And he had seven criteria for that, but I can only remember two. And one of them was not understanding your enemy's evil intentions. When you're talking about these people, and I believe this, David Icke is really right, that these people are reptiles in human form, if that might be on a figurative plane. But we're dealing with some demons here, and without God, forget it. He also said that you must incorporate all possible allies to go against any kind of war. And what scares me about what these guys are talking about the military is that what they're doing is they're driving good people out of the military. And the more they do this, that they're blatantly doing things like they're doing with that girl up there who's pregnant, and what they're doing, saying we're going to give you the chip and we're going to give you all these knockouts. They're blatantly doing that because I believe that they want rid of these people who actually know something and they want to bring other people in. Well, you've already talked about that they're going to bring in some of these illegal aliens. And
well, yeah, I mean, it's a great point. It's a great litmus test that, oh, well, you're pregnant. It says don't give the smallpox shot to a woman who's breastfeeding. We're going to court-martial you. Or, oh, we're going to put chips in all of you in briefings. It's meant to get, it was like Bill Clinton. His job was to get good people out of the military and get the mindless goons in. And now the Washington Times reported last year, they're not just going to hire felons, but illegal aliens who are felons, aggravated felons, the Washington Times said, are now been joining the military in droves. So it's just like Stalin. You open the prison doors and out come the thugs. Yeah, they're getting their army together, aren't they?
And they can easily control these people and get them to do what they want because they have no sense of I guess, values, if that's what you want to call it.
Anybody who would take the smallpox shot when they're breastfeeding, when it says not to do it, is nuts. And so they want a woman who will do that to be in the army. They want someone who will take a microchip. I mean, I am some weird, you know, you could see special forces getting one. But no, the entire troops, all for their identification. No, no, this is setting the precedent. It's like the smallpox shot. First the troops, then the police, the doctors, then the general public. It's like this with everything. They test it out in the military.
Well, actually what I called you about was this KGB thing, and I know I'm beating this to death. But have you ever heard of a guy named Oleg Kalugin? He's supposed to be a commentator. He was a former KGB counterintelligence chief. And
I have, yes.
Does he work for Fox News? It says here that he's a commentator for Fox News. Is that possible? Do you know that?
Well, I believe that's the guy I've seen on TV. That's where I've heard of him. I don't particularly pay much attention to the talking heads, but...
Anyway,
I've got the former KGB chief helping, quote, set up the internal passport. That's right, the KGB's good.
Well, they're claiming on this thing that I got, and it's some woman named Charlotte Iserbeit. Is that it? Okay. And she's claiming that they tried to discredit this Al Martin, whoever this guy is, National Liberty Press. And they give him all this disinformation. But it's so stupid because they're saying, yeah, they did hire these people, but they didn't hire them for Homeland Defense. Poindexter actually hired them for this organization he has.
Total information awareness.
Yeah.
No, the article that was later in the Associated Press, he was hired to set up the internal passports for total information awareness by the convicted felon, Admiral Poindexter. And that is Homeland Security. You know, people say, well, what's the difference between Patriot Act and Homeland Security? Patriot Act's a law. Homeland Security is the takeover. Total information awareness is the national ID card data encryption tracking mode.
So because you haven't specifically mentioned Admiral Poindexter in this thing that he's, that you're a nut then about these KGB, I mean, obviously they
are.
Well,
the DARPA office is charged with surveilling and coming up with the technologies to control the hover drones, the biometrics in the grocery stores. It was DARPA in 68 that called for thumb scanning to buy and sell. This is the brainchild. These are the bosses.
Well, this guy that I'm asking you about.
Yes, it is Homeland Security. It's an office of Homeland Security.
Well, this Kalugin who I mentioned that works for Fox News. I have a book by him. It's called The First Directorate. Anyway, this guy came over here on a Fulbright scholarship. He was a KGB agent, but he came over here to Columbia University, I believe. And he worked here for years. He was actually one of the youngest KGB generals. This guy fully believes in the system. I have his book here, written in 94, and they have him working for Fox News. I mean,
yeah, and he's been on, and that's the guy I remember saying the war is great and it's all wonderful. Yeah, of course.
Oh, man.
Thanks for the call.
Sure.
Appreciate it. Oh, yes, it's all crazy. And it's driving me nuts, folks. I mean, you know, I just can't believe how crazy things have gotten. It's out of control. Stuart in New York. Stuart, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. I've got some potentially good news for you. Seems that your influence reaches all the way to Florida, at least. A friend of mine just got back from the NRA convention, and the buzz amongst the people there was that if Bush does support the continuation of the lying gun ban and magazine ban, he will not receive the support from the NRA in the next election.
And that's happening because you put pressure on the NRA. Good job.
Right. That and also the Lady of Peace. I know you were saying that the NRA was ignoring that. Not anymore. And this is, again, thanks to folks like yourself. The word is out.
Well, I got to say thanks to listeners who called the NRA. I mean, just a month ago, the NRA was saying, oh, yes, we're for it. You're saying now they're against it.
From what my friend said, he went to the convention. He's an endowment member of the NRA, so he's pretty high up on the ranks.
I'll tell you what they do to the mid-level ranks. They'll say, oh, yeah, we're doing something, and then wink, wink, still give the campaign money and run the scam.
Well, that remains to be seen, but at least...
they're having to say it's bad, yeah.
Yeah, and...
At least they're admitting now that the announcement a year ago of redoing the assault weapons ban and the announcement a year ago of this new ban, at least they're admitting it exists now.
Yes, and the thing is, Bush cannot be reelected without the support of the NRA. If it wasn't for us, he would not have won 3 years
ago. Well,
the NRA
is full of good people. The problem is the leadership. Remember when they supported that Kara bill, the $47 billion land grab? I mean...
What a monstrosity that was. I nearly terminated my membership over that.
Well, I mean, that's my point. I'm somebody who 5 years ago had an NRA sticker on their car, so it's not like I'm... This was painful for me to admit all this. I was a Republican. I've given money to the Republican Party, folks, and I'm not going to let them sell my country out. It just is not going to happen. Do you think all these neocon turncoat talk show hosts that won't tell the truth?
Well, the good news is at least this organization seems to be coming around. No, you had Larry Pratt on a couple of weeks ago, and the sentiment that he expressed, I think, is finally taking solid root in the NRA. There is hope. And I'll leave you with that.
We need to, you know, I've said this, we need to have a peaceful coup at the NRA. We need to have the board members to be removed. There's two or three that are conservative. What is it, a nine-member board?
I don't recall, sir.
Well, I've read about it, but I can't remember right now. My memory's failing me. But we need to have the NRA taken over. We could save America with that 5 million member group. Imagine if they really went forward and really stood up.
Well, if you consider the fact that Bush only won, with a couple of thousand votes, if 5 million of us all of a sudden disappear from his side, he's toast.
Well, I got to tell you, I appreciate the call. If Al Gore, Stuart, would have won the election, we'd be in better shape right now because we know he's evil. We know he's anti-gun. We know he's anti-Christian. We know he's anti-America. Can you imagine Al Gore trying to pass a Patriot Act, even if there was a terrorist attack? Can you imagine Al Gore trying to have our borders wide open? Can you imagine Al Gore? He would never get away with trying to reinstate the assault weapons ban because Republicans would have the House and Senate, and they'd have to vote against him. They would never get away with any of this. It would energize. But no. We have the neocon calling for the quote. Here's the Knight Ridder News Service, Knight Ridder Newspapers. Neoconservatives push for one world government. Neoconservatives push for new world order. And it goes into it. Oh, they're such prophets. They predicted the attack on the World Trade Center. How did they do it? Oh. I'll get Road to Tyranny and Masters of Terror, my book, Descent into Tyranny, and you'll find out. You will find out, ladies and gentlemen, the reality. Toll-free number to join us on air, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Tim and Fred and others, your calls are up next when we get back, 1-800-259-9231. Did a good job in the first hour covering a lot of news. Moderate job in the last hour. Haven't really covered any news yet this hour. I'm going to cover news we haven't gotten to and then recap some stuff real quick when we get back, and then the calls and back into more calls and back into more news. So stay with us for the balance of the broadcast. We have about 20 minutes left in this show. Remember, this show airs Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and then back from 9 to midnight. Central Standard Time, the daytime show, simulcast on Global Shortwave at 12.172 and 93.20, and at night from 9 to midnight Central at 5.085 and 6890. Websites are PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, and InfoWars.net. And InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com have been redesigned and radically expanded. definitely demand your perusal daily. I'm Alex Jones, and I've got Mark riding shotgun with me. Your calls, we're all riding shotgun. Stay with me, we'll be right back.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
A good healthy heart is serious business. It's well known that heart disease is one of the leading causes of death in America today, a cause that in a lot of cases could have been prevented. Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to help improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite drops and capsules may increase metabolism and heart muscle tissue, regulate heart rhythm, and improve oxygen and blood flow to the heart. Your healthy heart is up to you. The first step to a healthy heart starts with Cardivite. Call toll-free 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowerhour.com for more information. Do your heart and body right with Cardivite. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon-222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company's been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Yes, I'm a maniac. Yes, I love freedom. Thanks for putting up with me, folks. People tune into this show, though, because they know it's for real. I mean when I say I do what I say, I don't compromise, and I know what I'm talking about. My track record shows that. Paying cash triggers alert for terrorism in the new world. This is out of the Virginia Pilot. It's on Infowars.com. Usually if you hear somebody say, your money's no good here, pal, it's a nice thing. It means the barkeeper is buying you a drink.
or some friend or business associate has decided to pick up the dinner tab. Journalists seldom hear that phrase, and they speak it even less. Barkeeps know that we're always broke, and if you want to see a clutch of newspaper reporters disappear into a vapor, just toss a dinner check onto their table. It's like waving a cross in front of Dracula. But a polite equivalent of your money's no good here arrived in the mail the other day in the form of a note from the Saks department store. Folks, the only reason we have an account with them is that my wife once said she wanted to get some Saks, and I hardly agreed, only to learn that as a mutant Midwesterner, I'd once again misinterpreted her soft Virginia accent. Those women in Virginia do have pretty voices.
Fine southern ladies.
Anyway, the note from Saks said that henceforth it would not accept cash as a form of payment on store accounts in any form over $350. Checks and money orders, online payments, and such are fine, it said, but no bills or change totaling more than $350 in any one-month billing cycle. No federal government regulation, Saks said, made this necessary. That aroused our curiosity as to no other company with which we do credit business had advised us of any such policy. Also, as far as we could tell, the currency that the government prints still says on it, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. And he says, a call to the hotline number at Saks provided results in one of those long, oily recorded messages in which the guy pretty much repeated the Saks already said in the note that came in the mail. And by the end of it, he found out that under a little discussed element of the USA Patriot Act, any business that accepts cash in amounts of $2,000 or more from a customer must file a suspicious activities report with the Treasury Department if the business suspects that the customer might have been involved in some illegal activity. And it goes on, and that has nothing to do with fighting terror. It's all about crime, crime, crime. So that's the new America. Again, I already mentioned this, but it's important. CNN reports Bechtel tied to bin Laden's, the company getting some of the big contracts in Iraq, rebuilding, working with the bin Laden's, as usual. And they got Rumsfeld and Fortune magazine tied to the transfer of nuclear reactors to North Korea. He was on the board, as usual, the bagman. Autism vaccine link considered, UPI. An epidemic of autism and other brain problems in American children is linked to vaccines, say doctors, activists, and one member of Congress who met in Chicago over the weekend to discuss the disease. At a three-day meeting at Loyola University, researchers said growing evidence indicates that the vaccines are linked to increased rates of brain problems, but the government health agencies have done little to recognize it. Autism One, a nonprofit group dedicated to learning from more about autism, sponsored the meeting. There are some bureaucrats in these agencies who have really dropped the ball. They're not dropped the ball. They all used to work for the vaccine makers. The ball, and are doing things that are malicious and may be criminal, said Dr. Boyd Haley, chairman of the Department of Chemistry at the University of Chicago. Boy, that is big. You got the Department of Chemistry at the University of Chicago head, you got a problem. Boyd believes a mercury-based preservative added to the vaccines during the 90s may have caused the autism. That's the cover story. It's the hormone designed in a brain development hormone to attack cerebral cortex development. Most of you just get an IQ reduction. People that have compromised immune systems get severely retarded or autistic. Little gift from your government. Boyd believes a mercury-based preservative added to vaccines during the 90s may be a cause of autism. He said the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have failed to address the issue. Autism rates have increased 10 times since the late 90s. Since the 80s, the CDC says that 1 in 300 American children may suffer from autism. And there are thousands of reports, major medical journals, even done studies now. They give the kids shots. And when they're like, you know, 2 months, 6 months, 18 months, there's different points you get them. And the kid will be fine, giggling, mama, dada, drooling in the corner 10 hours after injection point. Now, that's disgusting. And I got a report here in Mesa, Arizona. Nice middle-class family goes in, newborn baby. They go, we want to give them a hepatitis shot. They say, no way. That's one of the most dangerous shots. It is, by the way, smart family. And you know what? There's no law. They're threatening to take the kid, got him surrounded by police. I mean, it's they don't even have laws and they're doing it. Imagine. This is incredible. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer.
803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's go back to your calls. And I know I was ranting and raving in the last segment. I mean, you now got top scientists. They've been saying it for years. These vaccines are ravaging our children. And I see cases every day in the news around the country where they take people's children because parents refuse to vaccinate them. There's no law. There's no law. They just do it. And I've got an article right here today about it. That's the crazy thing now. The government's starting to do stuff where there's not even a law. I mean, you talk about nuts. What they do is they corner you and get you to sign documents. I've got to air that newscast. I've aired it probably 10 times, my little cable TV show here in Austin. We're on CBS. Well, we've done a report a couple years ago about how, and I never said this on the air, but we actually caused the report to be on CBS television because we did the report about how when you get arrested for parking tickets, anything, any bad thing, it doesn't matter. Anything. You get arrested now for not wearing a seatbelt here in Austin. You've seen the big national case with that. I mean, they arrest people every day. You jaywalk, you get arrested. They arrest you for anything in this town. It's even worse in Williamson County, north of Austin. And they said on the news, you are now guilty until proven innocent in Travis County. And when you get arrested, they come to the door and they say, we'll let you go. Just sign here. It's a release form. They don't even tell you what it is. And most people are so trusting that government wouldn't do something wrong, they're signing. And we found three different forms. One has eight crimes on the back. Family violence, drug abuse, drug dealing, drunk driving, a whole bunch of other stuff. You agree to all these classes. Anger management, drug abuse classes, you agree, affirm adjudication that you've committed all these crimes. And now you're in the database as being adjudicated a criminal. Now, folks, I mean, this has been on the news. Women who were arrested for unpaid tickets go in. Women are particularly trusting. They're not stupid. I'd say women are dumb. They're trusting. You know, trust the snake. This happens. But men do it too. But women particularly do this, especially with their kids. They're just trusting of government. And they go in, and they're arrested for anything. They just say, sign here, and they go, oh, sure. Thank you, jail guard. And then they go, okay. And then they get their letters in the mail for thousands of dollars of classes. So government's learned how to just build the parameters, shut things up where they just say, this is the way it is. There's not even a discussion. It's thumb scanners are here for you to get your driver's license. There's no law, but you have to do it. They're the same thing as going to the grocery store. You know, it's just set up for you like a corral for a domesticated animal. Just, oh, there's no law, just sign here. We're not going to let you call or see a lawyer or leave. Just sign this. And it's been in the news that if you argue with them, we did a big news piece on this, and it did this news piece 4 years ago, actually. Every show we've done just keeps re-airing. We just turn them back in, the live shows we do, and a local news lady, investigator, saw it and called Mike off the comment line, and they made a piece about it. We appreciate that. But the point is that, yes, you're guilty until proven innocent where I live. And they don't even hide this fact. They're very proud of it. The newscast aired. Nothing's been done. Maybe a few people now say no to it. And I know I've been bringing that up a lot lately. I just started realizing how nuts that is.
for them to announce you're guilty until proven innocent. This is the new way it is. Just accept it. All right, let's go ahead and go back to the calls for all those that have been patiently holding. Well, I've been ranting and raving. Who is up next, Mark? Fred in Arizona. Tim in Texas. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
How you doing?
How you doing? Fine. I wanted to say last fall in October, November, I gave your 9/11 tape to Bob Broaddus. He's a de facto sheriff up in Aspen. And it woke up everyone in his department, even the undersheriff. They watched the videotape, and I gave them an original copy. I spent $30, and I walked in the original copy.
Well, you know why it freaks out cops so bad? Because everything in that video they've already heard and seen. They know it's all true, and that's why people that are involved in it freak out when they see it. What happened with this sheriff?
It rocked his world, Alex, and everybody in that department up in Aspen, it woke him up. And I'm glad that I walked the tape in, and I gave him an original copy. I didn't give him no copies.
Well, we have found that the color cover, the higher quality original, people do tend to watch it more if it's an original. But, you know, still, copies are great. Copies are waking folks up. But imagine if every sheriff got a copy, about half of them would wake up.
Yep, and that's what we want, because later on when this crap goes down, this bad stuff goes down, we need these people on our side.
Well, we do. I mean, I have nothing against police.
With constitutionalists and standing against the New World Order and the deception, the lies, and the fraud.
I heartily agree with you. What you did was just so. Is this Aspen, Texas, or Aspen, Colorado?
It's Aspen, the Republic of Texas. They call it Colorado, but it still belongs to the Republic of Texas.
No, I understand, but.
The Northwest Territory.
So, where is this in Texas?
This is up in the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, that's what I said. Is this in Texas or is this in Colorado?
Well, they call it Colorado, but
yeah, I understand, sir. But
it belongs.
Okay.
Okay, Alex.
No, okay. I know. I think you called about this earlier a few days ago. But listen, what I'm trying to say to you is, when you talk to the sheriff in Colorado in Aspen, what do they say after they watched it?
It's just. I never got to go back in and talk to him, but I talked to other people, and I said it rocked his world, and it woke him up.
Good.
And he's not allowing those the feds come into his area.
Wait a minute. I saw a news article about that. You're telling me that was caused by you giving him a copy of the video?
Yep.
That's right. I saw a news article about that, Sheriff. Wow, I got to get him on. Hey, thanks for joining us and keep it up, bud. I appreciate you getting the original film. That does support us. And I guess when the video is $25.95 and $4 shipping and handling, I guess that is $30. But you know what? We need your support here. I never really talk about this. I have a staff. I've had to hire more employees. And I say make copies of my videos. So I don't sell as many videos. If you would just get the videos and make copies, we could save the country. But buy the originals from me to make copies. At least do that. I know most of you never bought the videos from me. Your neighbor gave you a copy or sold you a copy, which they really shouldn't do. But, hey, just the information out. Get the video, make copies, but buy the original. And they really are good, and they really are waking folks up. All right, let's talk to Fred in Arizona. Fred, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, you got another victory. The City Council of Tucson voted yesterday 4-3 along party lines to object to the USA Patriot Act, the 84th U.S. city, to do so. Now, Steve Leal,
let me just tell you, wherever you read that, let me stop you. Wherever you read 84th city, that's not true. It's well over 300 right now.
But I just want to tell you, this is an article in the paper. I'm going to send it to you, okay?
No, I can tell you're reading off a paper. I commend you. What I'm saying is the papers, either through ignorance or whatever, are minimizing the number. It was 300 in official numbers a month ago. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the Democrat Socialist Steve Leal, the resolution's primary sponsor on the city council, said if the EPA were talking about lessening water's quality standards, we'd think it was a city issue. But if they're polluting our rights, it is also a city issue. So this guy, you did some good. And I wanted to commend you on it. And, they got your resolution because I know at least a dozen people that send your resolution to the city council and also to the county. And so you got some positive results. And we want to thank you for it. And, I'm really proud that my communist city government, decided to support the Constitution of the United States.
Well, Barbara Boxer last year said, let's arm all the pilots, quote, it's better to have them armed than to have an F-16 have to shoot the whole plane down. Bush says, no, don't arm any of the pilots. So, yes, the communists are now more to the right than Bush.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It is convoluted. We think, all the Republicans on the city council voted to condemn the Constitution of the United States, and they did it based on the trust of the government. Now, we're supposed to trust the sheriff. He says that the Patriot Act is good.
Funny, the Declaration of Independence says the opposite.
Well, I know, but
we're supposed to greedily, jealously guard our rights.
Senator Kyle from Arizona, who's a jerk, he said that we should trust the government and don't read the Patriot Act, because the Patriot Act's on the Internet. Anybody can read it.
Wait. Someone said we shouldn't read it?
Yeah, that's Senator Kyle, K-Y-L-E, I think it is.
Wait, you're saying he's in the paper saying don't read it?
Yes, in other words,
You're telling me you're reading this out of the newspaper. Now
that's
we've
correct.
Reached a new level.
Today's article, Arizona Daily Star.
He says, trust the government and don't read it.
That's right. So, that's the kind of situation we're in. My comment is, I'll get off the line. I wanted to thank you because your resolution really helped.
Well, thank you. No, I want to thank you, Fred. Not me. I want to thank radio stations like WALE in Rhode Island or our affiliates like WPLC in Washington, D.C., or KWNX here in Austin, or KCXL in Kansas City, or WVTJ in Pensacola, or the list goes on and on. We're all over. We're really getting a lot of new affiliates on the AM and FM dial. The Internet audience is just exploding. People are waking up, and, I get this email every hour. Well, when are they going to kill you? Well, you know something? I have no fear. And if I have to die to defend my country, if they put a gun to my head right now and said, renounce freedom, renounce your family, renounce God, or we'll kill you, I'd say, pull the trigger, bud. I would. Go ahead. This is the thing about defending my family. And it isn't even a question. It is not even a question to me of what I'm supposed to do. There is not even a question. It's instinctive. When you realize the crimes the globalists have committed, the type of people they are, the things they have done and want to do in their own policy reports, it is a THX Matrix-like Brave New 1984 amalgamation. Literally. How can your humanity that God breathed into you when he formed you in that womb, how can you not instinctively resist this? Maybe I'm wired wrong or something, but I get all these comments and all these calls and all these, they kill Bill Cooper, they kill this person. Well, fine. I love life. I don't have a death wish. I enjoy. We got thunderstorms right now. I love thunderstormy dark days, rain. I love sunny days. I love the wheat fields all cut pretty when you drive through the countryside. I love my dogs. I love my family. And I like life. I like, riding around on a boat on the lake. But I will not be part of committing humanity to hell on earth. Literal Hades on the face of the globe. They are setting it up. They are evil. And I'm sorry, you just haven't investigated it. If you don't know how evil they are, if you aren't burning with desire to expose the New World Order, you're nuts. And if we just have this upfront, ready to sacrifice, ready to stand up attitude about defending America, this New World Order would not be here. We've become fat and decadent and always about the next pleasure, and so we're dead on the inside. So you know what? I have really lived. I can say that I have lived. I have been so alive, it hurts. Okay? I have had understandings that are painful. I have plumbed the depths of the New World Order. I can't even articulate it. And I know a lot of you have too, and you have perspectives that I don't have, and a lot of you are smarter than I am.
But I know this. I am on my course, and I'll tell you this. We're a lot safer standing up and speaking out and being bold, and depending on God's preservation, depending on God's providence, and God is real. I have had experiences. I know God is real. I have faith. And God isn't on the 700 Club, folks. I'm sorry to tell you. God isn't in these big churches. I'm sorry. He's not, folks. God is in your heart if you simply let him in. And that's what we're talking about here. And I'm telling you, if you don't hate evil and are not disgusted by it, something is wrong with you and you are not alive. There is not even a question. Frankly, there is not even temptation anymore. When you go this far into the fight against the New World Order, it is a total commitment. You will be so alive, it will completely consume your life because you will be fighting pure evil. You must join in the fight against the New World Order. It must be done now or it's over. We must stop these people. We've got to do it. And I am frankly sick of being asked, you know, when the government's going to whack me, when all this is going to happen, because it doesn't even matter. What matters is the fight against the New World Order. And what matters is, folks, there are millions of us, so many of us, and our numbers are growing so fast that all this terrorism and all this police state is a response to the globalists knowing that you woke up. The globalists used to stomp on patriots. 30 years ago, they'd kill you in a minute if you wrote a book about them. Now there's thousands, tens of thousands of books being written a year. They're everywhere. Websites, radio shows, people involved, they're panicking. The globalists are panicking right now. We're winning the fight right now. We're winning despite all the bad things that are happening and all the stuff they're trying. You know, Florida passed this law, just learned of it yesterday. Where at birth, the CPS comes into every hospital room and tries to take your kid. I mean, you know, that's worse than the Soviet Union. And you know what? As that happens, more people are going to wake up. You see, this system can't help it. They're dirty, bloodthirsty dogs. They're evil. It's their nature. They can't help it. Their master demands it of them. They will destroy themselves. Our job is to warn as many people as we can now, as we enter this zone, as we enter this phase, to stand and resist this thing. That's our job. That's our commitment. It's not about the consequences, my friends. It's about the duty. It's about what's right. I don't even think about the consequences because I know what will happen if we don't resist the globalist. You got to stop thinking about yourself. You got to start thinking about humanity. You got to think about the sacrifices that were made before. You are part of something bigger than yourself. Everything we've got, the freedom we've got left, this milk and honey we had, is because of all those men and women before us that sacrificed, that stood up against the crowd, that told it like it was, that said the world was round when the crowd said it was flat. And I'm proud to be part of those because there isn't going to be any humanity very soon. Life won't be worth living very soon if we don't stop the new super scientific feudalism that's upon us. If we don't have the honor and the courage to stand up against the neocon whores and their liberal buddies. All right, we'll come back and we'll talk to Joan and John. Final calls. A lot of time for it. So stand up. You're a lot safer fighting these people. Have some real courage. Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, the New World Order is as evil as you can imagine, and they really do need to be resisted. What I'm trying to boil down in a nutshell is this. When you're all afraid of them and afraid of what they'll do to you, that's a climate, a system where wickedness and despotism thrives. That's a Russia, a China, a Nazi Germany. It is exciting to see people resisting the Patriot Act, to see the left and right waking up in big symposiums with all the conservative Philip Schlafly's and Bob Barr's with the ACLU. That's exciting, but they're going to blow more stuff up, the globalists are, and then say, oh, look, you guys held us up from protecting us. We've got to not just say they're setting up a police state, but the globalists are carrying out the terror. If we don't do that, they're going to really take over. So it is very, very important for everyone to realize what we're facing here. And we've got to get the word out. We've got to fight the New World Order. And by standing up, by speaking out, by being on the record, you're a lot safer than if you just hide in the bushes. Then the bureaucracy is going to feed on you regardless of whose side you're on. They don't care. Don't you think the cops are scared to speak out? A lot of them know the truth. A lot of firefighters know the truth. They're afraid to speak out. They're afraid to get involved. Real quick, let's talk to Joan in Florida and then John, Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Joan. Good to talk to you, Joan. Perhaps not. Perhaps Joan has left us.
No, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm here. Alex, I'd like to put an alert out to Florida. I know you got a lot of Florida listeners, but we're going to go into a police state with the new legislation if they get it through to balance the budget. What they want to do is, to recoup enough money to balance the budget, they want to set up speed traps, drunk driving checkpoints, and cameras that detect people while driving through red lights.
Yeah, I know, which then cause more wrecks. And, of course, they really have a big surplus. They claim they're broke in the budget. You need to look at the comprehensive annual financial reports. Notice everything's police state now for 100 different reasons.
Right. They want to raise the cost of the cost of court costs and fines, $200 up to $500, depending on the offense. And then our so-called wonderful conservative Speaker of the House, Johnny Byrd, who happens to be my state rep, he says increased fines will bring $165 million the first year. And another representative from Boca Raton, Schlossberg, says drivers could be pulled over for suspectly of not wearing their seatbelt, and another $100 million could be generated.
Yeah, it's all a scam. Got to let you go, Joan. Yeah, it's just out of control. And if you want to fight these people, you need to get 911, The Road to Tyranny. Part two of that, The Masters of Terror, my new book, Descent into Tyranny. You need to get them. You need to make copies. You heard that caller earlier, how the sheriff got woken up. Get the videos. Get them out to people so they understand what's happening. And this is how they make your cops act like thugs or your forest rangers, whoever. They cut their funding. They're in danger of losing their job and say, okay, really get aggressive, really squeeze the people while the economy's contracting, and you'll keep your job. See how they put them in that bad position? Get the videos. Find out how the globalists operate. 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. Make the call. 888-253-3139. Or InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action, support the show, get the films, make copies. John in Pennsylvania, you got 50 seconds. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, greetings from the terroristic state of Pennsylvania, brother. I've got to tell you, my friend, we are making some inroads in here. I've passed off probably several hundred of your titles, mainly your last three in Waco, and people are really waking up.
What are they saying after they see who the real terrorists are?
Real terrorists? I'm getting everything from reactions of almost teary-eyed, starstruck, can't say a word, back on their heels, and flat on their back, brother. It's looking pretty good, but I've come across a real interesting thing. I don't know if this is just from this area or not, but I'm finding a lot of men out there are very concrete, cranium-like. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, they're cowards deep down inside. Whereas women get conned, men are cowards and don't want to face an enemy. They're little cowards, but that bully's going to make them fight. See you back tonight.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We walk.